This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. Today we're welcoming the Stones River Chamber Players, a mixed chamber music group based out of MTSU. Stones River Chamber Players, welcome to Live in Studio C.
Thank you.
And we have Andrea Dawson here to tell us a little bit about the ensemble. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, and thank you for having us today. We are preparing for our first concert of the season, which will be next Monday, October 8th at 7:30 p.m. And it is entitled Trios and Seasons. And we've brought two pieces from that program for you today. A piece by Paul Dukas, which you'll talk about in a minute, and then on trio by Randall Thompson. Our season title for the year is The American Chamber. And we're featuring music by American composers on every concert. Not every piece, but every concert has some American music, which is exciting.
All right. And we're starting with, like you said, music by Paul Dukas. We have The Villanelle, a piece for horn and piano. So this is performed by Angela DeBoer on horn and Yunbiol Ko at the piano. This is Villanelle by Paul Dukas.
Thank you.
Debord on horn and Yunbyul Ko at the piano for Villanelle by Paul Dukas. Interestingly, the piece that introduced the valve horn at the Paris Conservatory previously, before this piece, students could only play on the natural horn. So learned in secret at the Paris Conservatory in the early 20th century. Fairly important moment in classical music when you think about the technology. Members of the Stones River Chamber Players here on 91 Classical. And we're having a little bit of a setup change here for a new ensemble. Thank you, Angela and Yunbyul. Coming in, we have Grace Woodward on oboe, Todd Waldecker on clarinet, and Andrea Dawson on viola. Playing music by Randall Thompson. Tell us a little bit about the piece.
Yeah, this piece is entitled Sweet. It's five movements. We'll actually be playing four today. Randall Thompson was an American composer, and he wrote, he's most known for his choral writing, but this is a piece we really enjoy playing. It's for an unusual combination, oboe, clarinet, and viola. We can't think of any other piece for this combination, so if there are any aspiring composers out there that are inspired by our performance, you could send some scores our way. But the piece it's got it all. It's got wistful tunes, it's got little hoedown sounds. I read one critic called Randall Thompson the Norman Rockwell of American music, which I thought was kind of interesting.
That actually makes perfect sense to me. By Randall Thompson, this is Suite for Oboe, Clarinet, and Viola. Did you write that down, composers? Oboe, Clarinet, and Viola, performed by the Stones River Chamber Players here live in Studio C.
Thank you.
Suite for oboe, clarinet, and viola, a work by Randall Thompson, performed by the Stones River Chamber Players, in this case, Grace Woodward on oboe, Todd Waldecker on clarinet, and Andrea Dawson on viola, live in Studio C. Andrea, you've got a concert coming up. Tell us about it.
Yes, our first concert of the season is next Monday at 7:30 in Hinton Hall, which is in the Wright Music Building at MTSU in Murfreesboro.
All right. Stones River Chamber Players, thank you for joining us today. Next week on the show, we'll welcome countertenor Patrick Daly with members of the TSU Meistersingers for a preview of Tennessee State University's Harry T. Burley Festival. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps, and we appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.